The Morning Watch. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. Good morning, neighbors and friends. Through the mercies of God, we're privileged to slip around your way again this morning. We're grateful indeed for the privilege you've given to us of coming into your home. Yes, we had a prayer a while ago and asked our Heavenly Father to make our little visit around your way just the greatest possible blessing that he could. Now I'm happy to have here in the studio with me this morning my brother Joseph and his wife Alice. And Joe's going to sing with me now, "I've reached the land of corn and wine, and all its riches freely mine. Here shines undimmed one blissful day, for all my night has passed away." I trust your night has passed away, and sing it along with us, won't you?
I've reached the land of corn and wine, and all its riches freely mine. Here shines undimmed one blissful day, for all my night has passed away. And oh, Beulah land, sweet Beulah land, as on the highest mount I stand, I look away across the sea where mansions are prepared for me, and within the shining glory shore, my heaven, my home, forevermore.
And I think this next line is indeed choice. My Savior comes and walks with me, in sweet communion here have we. He gently leads me by the hand, for this is heaven's borderland. What a wonderful Savior is to take us by the hand and lead us, yes, every step of the journey. All right, Joe?
My Savior comes and walks with me, and sweet communion here have we. He gently leads me by his hand, for this is heaven's borderland. And it's Beulah land, sweet Beulah land, as on the highest mount I stand, I look away across the sea where mansions are prepared for me, and to the shining glory shore, my heaven, my home, forevermore.
Now I'm asking Joe to sing a line of that beautiful old number, "Sweet Hour of Prayer," before we have the meditation of the morning. And remember, friends, it is an hour that is sweet if spent in communion with him.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care, and bids me hide my Father's throne, may call my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief, and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet
without a hope of prayer. Thank you, Joe. Mighty happy to have my brother with me this morning on the broadcast. When you will be hearing his voice, they'll be on their way out to Lincoln, Nebraska, where they're going to lead the singing in one of the great camp meetings out there in the Midwest. And by the way, Joe, you might come up here to the microphone and tell our friends where you're going to be in camp meetings this summer. There might be some of them out around there who could drop in to see you. Come give us your slate. Tell us where you're going. I know the friends will be interested in where you and Alice are going, and they'll be wanting to remember you in prayer as you out in the work of the Lord this summer. You go to Lincoln, Nebraska, I believe, next. Is that right?
That's right.
And then where?
Well, from there we go to Maryland. In this rationing area time, it's wonderful still to travel. By car or wherever you can. Or however you can. And from Maryland then, we have the privilege of laboring here in the state of Kentucky, where this broadcast is brought every morning to your heart. Then from Kentucky, we have the privilege of going to Michigan. And from Michigan to North Carolina, my native state where I discovered America. The Lord has wonderfully opened the way for us, and we give him praise, and we're looking forward to wonderful times of victory during those camps this summer.
Thank you, Joe. What's that date of that Kentucky meeting, and where are you going to be? Our friends in Kentucky will want to be knowing. And let's see. Alice, you'll have to help him find it. You have to keep his dates. I see they're smiling. All right. Joe, are you prepared to tell us what's the name of the place?
Bedford, Kentucky is the place where this camp is located. It's known as the Calice Grove Camp Meeting. I believe the date of that camp is July the 25th to August the 8th.
Thank you, and we'll be trying to get over there while you're at Bedford. Many of our friends will want to hear you there, I'm sure. Now for the meditation of the morning. It's recorded in Luke's writing, the 11th chapter, and the first and second verses. His disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. And then Jesus answering, he said unto them, when ye pray, say, thy kingdom come. When they said, teach us to pray, the Master lifted his eyes and swept the far horizon of God. Yes, he gathered up the ultimate dream of the eternal. And rounding the sum of everything God intends to do in the life of man, he packed it all into these three terse, pregnant phrases and said, when you pray, pray after this manner. Thy will be done on earth, yes, as it is in heaven. You know they're doing his will in heaven? Thy kingdom come. And you know that every creature of his creation is carrying out God's will and God's plan for which he created it, excepting man. Did you ever stop to think of that, my friend? Yes, the stars are still shining in their course. And the winter and the summer and the birds are singing. And the flowers bloom. And they bring forth after their own kind, all of his creation is keeping step with God, accepting man. What a tragedy. The highest of all of his creation, made in his own likeness, after his own image, with the power of choice. And I'm sure his heart must be heavy when he sees a world that's in war and turmoil and strife. He didn't will it thus. Oh, that we could pray that prayer this morning. Thy will be done in my heart. Thy kingdom come, Lord Jesus, here upon this earth. What a contrast between this and much praying we have heard. When we need to follow the devices of our own hearts, how does it run? I imagine you've been interested in listening to prayers the same as I have. How many of you heard like this? Lord, bless me and my family, my church, my city, my country. Yes. In the way on the far fringe as we close up, there's a little prayer for the extension of his kingdom throughout the wide parish of the world. Yes, me and my wife, John and us, four and no more. What a selfish, selfish attitude and prayer in praying that we hear from so many. Yes, the Master begins where we leave off. The world first. My personal needs second is the order of this prayer. Only after my prayer has crossed every continent and every far-flung island of the sea, after it is taken in the last man and the last backward race, after it has covered the entire wish and purpose of God for the world, only then, my friend, am I taught to ask for a piece of bread for myself. You know, I think most of us have gotten it backward, haven't we? We're interested in our daily bread. We're forgetting the great purpose and plan of God in the far-flung empires of the world, how he has wanted to set up his kingdom in the hearts of men and women. But they've been so interested in other things. Yes, when Jesus gave his all himself for us and to us in the holy extravagance of the cross, is it too much if he asks us to do the same thing? No man or woman amounts to anything in the kingdom. No soul ever touches even the edge of the zone of power until this lesson is learned that Christ's business is the supreme concern of life and that all personal considerations, however dear or important, are tributary thereto to the will of God and his kingdom. When Robert Moffat, that great veteran of the African mission enterprise and explorer, was asked once to write in a young lady's album, he penned these lines. My album is a savage breast, where tempests brood and shadows rest, without one ray of light to write the name of Jesus there, and see that savage bow in prayer, and point two worlds more bright and fair. This is my soul's delight, and his kingdom shall have no frontier. Yes, that was the old Moravian's version and vision. The missionary enterprise is not the church's afterthought. It is Christ's forethought, said Henry Van Dyke. Our Heavenly Father, as these words come stirring and challenging our own hearts, we are made to wonder why thou hast looked upon us in such mercy and such pity, in our selfishness, in our self-interest. Oh, we would ask that thou wouldst, in thine own way, in forgiveness, look upon us this day and help us to catch anew the vision. Yes, let it ever loom up before our hearts. May we cry, thy kingdom be done upon earth as it is in heaven. Bless our great radio family this morning. We thank thee for them. Those who are holding up our hands and making it possible for the word to go out and the extension of thy kingdom, which we are endeavoring from morning to morning to bring about. Continue to lay thy hand upon many who have written to us about their needs and their burdens and their problems. Bless Joe and Alice as they go to their camp meetings this summer. Make them indeed soul winners as they sing the gospel of Jesus Christ into the hearts of men and women. How many have been touched with a song? Oh, we praise thee for the glorious privilege we have of being workers together with thee in this great task of winning a world to Jesus. Hear us in these mercies that we ask this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You've been listening, friends, to The Morning Watch, the voice of Asbury College in Wilmore, Kentucky. Sent to you through the facilities of this wonderful station, WHAS in Louisville. Mighty nice. A great privilege indeed to have my own brother with me this morning, Joe, and his wife, Alice, to be with us on the program. Don't forget to pray for them as they go, these long travels. They're going in the interest of his kingdom, and if you pray for them, you're going to share in their victories. So until tomorrow morning, then, at 6:15, this is Byron Krause saying to you, don't forget, live for him today, won't you? I live for him who died for me. How happy then my life shall be.